Hey, this is the Valley Outdoors. I'm Eric, and we are glad to have you guys with us. Ava's here.
I'm here, and look who's strolling in 2 minutes late.
Yeah, who?
You.
Me? Yeah, well, who else is not here?
I suppose that's worse, isn't
See?
It?
See, it is, yeah. The other partner in crime, Don, is not here today, so we're going to kind of just have a quick show.
I think it'll fly
it's
by.
Smooth. It's going to go so smooth. I can't even tell you how smooth it's going to go. Hang tight. We got a lot of cool stories. We're going to talk a little bit about what's going on in northern Minnesota. A fishing report coming up. And, yeah, there's some bird names out there that and animal names that you'd be very surprised at that are rather odd.
All right.
Yeah. That and more when we return. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together we can make a difference. Good to see you, Ava.
It's good to see you too.
The world is in the Midwest has changed a little bit since the last time we were broadcasting.
It's gotten colder and whiter. That's for sure.
I think somebody decided to drop the floor out on the temperature thing.
Well, it's about time. You know, I'm surprised that we've had such a mild winter so far. Went up to Superior, Wisconsin this past weekend. Previous weekend, a week ago. And it was finally winter up there. It was nice to experience winter somewhere. But then we brought it back with us, so I apologize for that.
It's okay. I don't mind it. I mean, we had snow off and on all
week.
It's
due. Yeah.
You know, so there's no complaints there. I will say, you know, today I'm heading up to Powder Ridge to teach some skiing with kids, and tomorrow's supposed to be the same thing. And I'm telling you what, I'm not too excited. High tomorrow, about 3.
That's great.
That's not so good.
No, that's cold.
No, but it looks like we got some snow possibly today coming, so I'm not going to complain.
Is it good snow when it's this cold? Like, does
it's
that
the best snow?
Okay, I didn't know.
Yeah.
You guys like the powder, the pow.
Pow.
The
I like
pow.
The pow.
Yeah.
Bring on the pow. And speaking of playing in the snow. Big win. I know a lot of people don't necessarily, we talk about it on the show before, but they don't necessarily know the local connection that we have with Jesse Diggins, being that she's so close. We bring it up a couple of weeks in a row, and of course right now, big thing last week, she did great in the sprint, and Tour de Ski, she won it all, and it's the second time she's done it, which is amazing, and what can you say? Maybe en route to the most successful World Cup season in U.S. cross-country history, which is...
My goodness.
Crazy. Beating the Norwegians, the Finns,
yeah.
The Swedes, all the classics that have been at the top of their game. And, of course, she is a gold, silver, and bronze medalist. She won the Tour de Ski, the Tour de France, like stage competition. It's what it is. It's divided up into different, significantly different levels and different types of courses and how they run it. And she got through the first stages last weekend after being hurt in a crash before a rest day, which is good. One of her fellow athletes on the U.S. team, Sophia Lockley, also won on Sunday's finale. Including a 2.2-mile climb, which average grade was 11.6% uphill. If you're familiar with a grade like that, that's insane.
Ick.
I'm not going to want to walk up, but much less cross-country ski up it.
No thanks.
And at 23 years old, she's also the youngest U.S. cross-country skier to win a World Cup. So she's a Maine native. who has dual citizen in Norway, where her father is from. So kind of cool. But Diggins also in 2021 was the first skier outside of Europe to win a Tour de Ski, and she did it again in 2023/24. So really kind of cool. This season, she's won had three World Cup wins, 8 podiums at the midpoint, meaning first, second, or third place. And pretty just flat out cool. What else can you say?
I mean, makes me wonder what I'm doing with my life.
I go to
the gym once a week.
You know,
that's
stupid part is
wonderful, Ava. Round of applause.
I think the exact same thing. Yeah. That's why I bought this machine. It's called an AeroSki, so I can pretend I'm skiing.
Sure.
Even when I'm not skiing.
Right.
But it gets you into that movement.
At least you're moving.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So.
Hey, I'm chasing twins around, though. I feel like I'm constantly moving.
All the time.
Constant.
I don't. I'm chasing my mouse around the keyboard all the time trying to get that kind of thing done. A quick report from the northern Minnesota area. A good friend of the show. We had him on many times. Brian Brosdahl. We're talking about northern Minnesota. This report was of... as of the 4th, so it's 4 days ago, 5-6 days ago.
Math, who doesn't?
I don't know. Who worries about it? he's saying that obviously the ice is getting better. Please make sure you contact a resort before you go out. Those that are planning on going out are expecting a good bite. Walleyes, pike, crappie, perch, and bluegills are all on the bite. Bluegills, pike, and bass are in the shallow weed beds right now. Focus on the weed beds between 5 and 15 feet of water. Sucker minnows on tip-ups have worked the best for bass and pike. Bluegills can be caught on tungsten jigs paired with a waxworm. And crappies are at mid-depth basins. Large schools can be found in basins anywhere from 20 to 30 feet of water. Small spoons are working for those, along with tungsten jigs, and plastics are working quite well. Walleyes are on points and reefs right now during the low light periods. That's going to be before sunrise and after sunset. Buckshot spoons tipped with a minnow head has been working quite well. Perch, wonderbread, and any glow color have been the best options for colors in those as well. If they're going to set up with tip-ups and large fathead minnows have been working. Perch on the shallow flats on leech, cast, and whinny, small spoons and tungsten jigs. Again, please use extreme caution. You can't emphasize it enough. With all of the things that we've talked about, we're not going to go into it again. Ice safety is about as premium as it can get. And now it's going to be even more so because of the weird ice situations. When you have that thaw, then a freeze, then a thaw, and now a freeze, you're not going to get good ice. So be aware of that. And don't necessarily trust a resort to say it's okay. Be cautious and be on the safe side. I will tell you that.
Well, like we talked about last week, it's, you know, you got to take some personal responsibility as well.
Exactly
if you decide
right.
that you're going to go out on the ice. So
absolutely.
Just be careful.
Yep, absolutely. Well, tell you what, we got coming right back. We're going to be talking a little bit about, a lot of stuff. But one of the things we're also going to talk about is common mistakes in sausage making that I never would have thought. Stay tuned. Moore Valley Outdoors coming right up.